Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland music, little Heartland rock and roll there from the Hoosier Boy, John Cougar Mellencamp. Welcome back, 7-Tel. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Lee Branham, the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. That's what we're talking about. And, folks, we're trying to tune you up a little bit, open your eyes a little bit, make sure that you don't lose some key employees. Never mind that they're going to quit and go into the work, into the ranks of the unemployed and start working. They're going to start looking around, or they're going to be poached by a competitor, or somebody else who sees that you got a really good person you're not taking care of. Lee, thanks again for hanging out with us. When we went to the break, I asked you about 360 evaluations, because we were talking about what you called skip level meetings, where you a manager. An owner, for example, would allow an employee to talk to him around with everybody's knowledge around their direct report, the manager between the employee and the owner. Mm-hmm. And I ask you if 360 evaluations would contribute to that, and you said you like them. Tell the audience what they are.
Well, a 360 evaluation means that all the people around you. Which is where the term 360 comes from. You know, some people call them full circle evaluations. In other words, your boss, your peers, and your direct reports, and sometimes even your customers and vendors have the opportunity to rate you on a variety of competencies, including, you know, just how well they think you manage mm-hmm. people and how much they trust you and so on. I have my own 360 instrument that I created, and it's all done online, mm-hmm. and so each one of these people are sent instructions by a third-party consultant.
And this is tough. Yeah. I mean, it can be brutal. There's no place to hide, is there?
Well, that's right. And you have to, when you get the results, you have to make sure the person presenting the results to the individual frames it so that people are accepting it in the right way, because there's a certain degree of shock and denial. Mm-hmm. That happens when people are confronted with, unpleasant truths about the way people perceive them. And so then there's comments, and some of the comments are pointed and sharp and hard for people to accept in many cases. Mm-hmm. But you also get a lot of
it's anonymous, right?
Absolutely. It has to be anonymous to get people to speak the truth.
So in the case that I mentioned earlier where the person... I could tell that this manager was not being properly, they weren't paying attention to this person, and I told the ultimate manager he needed to go around his manager and talk to this person. The 360 response would have been that person would have anonymously said, this manager doesn't always pay attention to the engagement or whatever of the... of the people that who work for them. So that would be cause his boss to say, okay, you got this from obviously some of your people. How could this be happening?
Right. And we've had comments like this. My boss manages up, but he doesn't manage down.
Right.
You've heard the phrase kiss up, kick down before. I've had people say my boss spits in my face when he's talking.
Wow.
He doesn't realize he's doing it.
Wow.
That sort of thing, but you need a certain number of people to make this happen, though. I mean, if you have two direct reports, it's pretty easy to figure out who said what.
Right.
So
right.
You need to probably have at least three direct reports to complete these.
Right.
And you probably need to have at least three peers and one manager. That's probably the least number you should have participate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a really, really small business, you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not practical.
But the smaller the business, the less likely you are to have that insulation between the ultimate the owner, let's say, and the employee. Even if there's a manager in the middle, they'll be closer to you. So proximity will solve that problem. It should, if you keep your eyes open, right?
That's true. You keep your eyes open to what's going on.
So can people find out more about your 360 method?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just send me an email at lb@keepingthepeople.com.
All right.
And I'll be happy to respond and discuss how that would work.
Can they see any kind of a sample or anything like that, maybe an article or what you've written about it on your website or anything like that?
That's a good question, Jim. I'm not sure I have a 360 article.
Well, I think it's about time you got busy writing one, Lee.
I think you're absolutely right.
And I need to see that homework, too, when you come back, by the way. Hey, Lee, keepingthepeople.com, right?
Exactly right.
And the book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Come back again real soon.
Well, I hope you invite me.
You're always invited back. Thanks, Lee. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.